More than 2 years ago, Jens Søring, who's locked up at the Buckingham Correctional Center, compared some old laboratory records and figured out the type O blood, which prosecutors claimed was his, actually came from someone else, a man who's not been identified. Richard Hudson, a retired detective with Charlottesville Police, was intrigued and decided to volunteer his services.
It was just an amazing story. I couldn't believe it. There are just too many things with this case that don't work. Things need to make sense, and this doesn't make sense. I've spent hundreds of hours now working on it.
He notes, for example, that Søring's girlfriend made incredible claims about what actually happened in 85 when the two were staying at a Marriott in Washington, D.C. Elizabeth Haysom claimed Søring took their rental car and headed for Bedford.
She said that when Jens returned to Washington, D.C., he was covered from head to toe in blood, wrapped in a bloody sheet. Well, when the car was examined for blood staining using luminol, which is a chemical that makes blood fluoresce, there wasn't a drop of blood in the car. Was that introduced at trial? No, it wasn't.
Nor did Søring's attorney challenge the testimony of a tire track expert who claimed a bloody sock print matched the defendant's foot like a glove. Hudson says it did not.
And as I examined crime scene photographs, which we have about 50 of, and there are purportedly 1,000 or more, I discovered another shoe print that was a completely different treadwear design that is never mentioned anywhere in the evidence or the testimony or the transcript, nowhere. So I'm like, what does this mean?
The governor's office says the Søring case is still under investigation. But Hudson thinks it's taking too long.
There are a whole lot of unanswered questions that really need to be answered, and it doesn't seem like it's moving at the pace it should move based on what I know about conducting an investigation.
And he's distressed by the fact that the sheriff's office in Bedford County won't play ball.
Not that they won't cooperate with us, they won't even talk to us. They've declined on numerous occasions to meet with us, answer questions, let us give them the information that we have and they can take it and do with it as they please. They won't even talk about it. The sheriff, the chief deputy, no one will talk about it.
Hudson doesn't see how one young man, weighing just 140 pounds, could have killed two people with a knife. And he worries that there are real killers who were never arrested and brought to trial.
The fact that nobody's being really held accountable for the discrepancies in what the trial information and the trial transcript and the testimony was, the differences that have come to light as a result of what has happened in the past 18 months, I mean, that's very disappointing to me.
The parole board, which is overseeing Søring's pardon request, is staffed by retired officers from the state police who work part-time. Our calls and emails to board chairman Adrian Bennett were not returned. Ironically, Søring is up for parole. He has a perfect record in prison, has written 9 books, and is unlikely to pose any threat to Virginians if released. As a German citizen, he would be deported, and top leaders in that country have said they want him back. I'm Sandy Houseman.